WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know, life throws a lot at us: deadlines, traffic jams, awkward family dinners. But through it all, one thing remains constant. Our relationships. Whether it's with friends, family, or even that grumpy barser who always seems to make your latte extra frothy, how we connect with others shapes our entire experience. And today, we're diving deep into the power of empathy in building truly strong relationships. Ever felt like you just couldn't understand someone, like there was a wall between you? Or maybe you've been on the receiving end of that feeling, wishing someone could just see things from your perspective. That's where empathy comes in. It's not just about saying I feel for you, it's about genuinely trying to understand another person's experience, the thoughts, emotions, motivations, even if they differ from your own. Think of it like this. Empathy is the bridge that connects us, allowing us to build genuine understanding and compassion. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more empathy in your relationships. First, listen actively. This means truly focusing on what the other person is saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Pay attention to their body language, tone of voice, and the emotions they're conveying. You know that feeling when someone cuts you off mid-sentence? It's a sure sign of an attentive listening. Let's flip the script: be fully present when someone is sharing with you. Second, ask clarifying questions. Don't assume you understand. Delve deeper by asking open-ended questions that encourage them to elaborate. For example, instead of saying "that sounds tough," try something like, "what was it like going through that experience?" This shows genuine interest and helps you grasp their perspective more fully. Third, validate their feelings. Even if you don't agree with their viewpoint, acknowledge the legitimacy of their emotions. Saying things like, "it makes sense that you feel that way," or "that must have been really frustrating," can go a long way in making someone feel heard and understood. Remember, validation doesn't mean agreement, it means acknowledging the reality of their experience. Fourth, practice perspective taking. This involves consciously trying to see things from the other person's point of view. Consider their background, experiences, beliefs, and values. It's like putting on their mental glasses for a while. What might they be thinking or feeling? This exercise can help break down assumptions and foster greater understanding. Finally, be compassionate. Empathy is more than just understanding. It's about responding with kindness and care. Offer support, encouragement, and a listening ear. Even small gestures can make a big difference in showing someone you genuinely care about them. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough breakup. They're feeling heartbroken, lost, and unsure of what to do next. You could offer platitudes like "you'll find someone better," or "just move on." But would those words truly resonate? Or would they feel more like empty cliches? Instead, try approaching the situation with empathy. Listen actively to their pain, validate their feelings, and ask questions that show you're genuinely trying to understand their experience. Offer your support without judgment, letting them know you're there for them, no matter what. That kind of genuine compassion will build a stronger bond and help them navigate this difficult time. So remember, building strong relationships takes effort, but empathy is the key ingredient. By actively listening, asking thoughtful questions, validating feelings, practicing perspective taking, and showing compassion, you can create deeper connections that enrich your life and the lives of those around you. As always, keep practicing those Stoic principles: strength, simplicity, focus, and remember, you've got this. Want to share your thoughts on building strong relationships? Head over to our social media pages and let us know how you apply empathy in your own life. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep striving for those meaningful connections.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.